go through things. We 4-3 right now, you know. And guys, you know, we all close right now. All the teams, you know, 4-3, 5-3. So we not out of it. That was one game that we lost, you know, so we just got to keep pushing. Came out today, had a great practice, you know, so we're looking forward to Sunday.
This is kind of an unusual season so far in that there's already 3 or 4 teams out there in the league that only have no wins or one win, and you face another one of them this weekend. How's that? Is that any different in the mindset of a player when you face one of these teams?
We got to approach everyone the same way, you know, because any given Sunday you can get beat if you're not focused. So, you know, we're coming out this week. We had a great practice today. We're going out tomorrow to have a better practice, and we're looking forward to Sunday.
The backfield, they got a rookie quarterback, and then Williams back there, Derek Ward. Mm-hmm. Talk about that challenge for your defensive line.
It's going to be, another challenge, another week in the NFL. You know, Cadillac, he's a great back. You know, they got Graham moving from running back to fullback. So, you know, we got to be ready for whatever those guys are preparing for. They got a new quarterback, haven't seen any film on them. So, you never know what they're going to come out with. We just got to be focused on our technique and not let ourselves beat ourselves.
As a fired-up player that you are,
mm-hmm.
you're making interceptions, creating fumbles, disrupting in the line, and then one mental error, if you will, mm-hmm. at the headbutt. Tell me, you know, is that part of your persona? Or what
man, I shouldn't have let my emotions, you know, take over me on that play because Nick had made a great play on third down. We could have been off the field. They gave him an opportunity to get 3 more snaps at going into the touchdown and they scored. You know, next time it won't happen like that. You know, that was my fault. I take all the blame for it.
So, Johnny, you kind of rethunk that situation, the penalty, your reaction, your earlier reaction, kind of rethunk it.
Oh, yeah, man, that was totally my fault. Actually, I told the guys in the game that, you know, that was my fault or whatever, but, you know, I've just let my emotions take over me, and I shouldn't have done that. You know, I'm a better person than that.
Thanks, Johnny.
Can you just talk about Tampa, the quarterback, Josh Freeman? Do you even know much about this guy?
Like I said, we haven't seen any film on this guy, so we just got to be prepared for everything. Coach Dumb is putting together a plan for us, you know, to be prepared for whatever they got. You know, they have a couple snaps on them, so we're going to be ready for whatever they come out with.
They get to win a game. Is it kind of tough going into a situation like this where you kind of want to be the team to be the first to lose?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, any given Sunday you can get beat, so you got to be on key at every Sunday you're going to. Like I say to guys, you know, we on to the next week, so we done a great practice today, had a great going into a great practice tomorrow, so we're just looking forward to going to this game and being us. Oh yeah, that's gonna be like home for me. I'm from Houston, so you know I'm love the heat.
Does it take anything out of a team that practices in the
dorms? I don't really. I think it's just a mind thing. You know, a lot of guys, you know, want to go out there and play in that heat. We've been in this cool weather, so you know, everyone's gonna be excited to be out there in the 80-degree weather.